This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, is on furlough from Cajun Fishing Adventures. He's probably down there by the house, maybe looking up out of pond and looking at some of those dragonflies on National Dragonfly Day. You having a celebration with the dragonflies?
No, I hadn't seen one at all this morning. But there's a lot of activity out here by the lake this morning, I tell you.
I'm sure you've witnessed the dragonflies being intercepted by bass coming out of the water when they get too close, huh?
Oh, without a doubt. And you know what else? The Mississippi kites, they come down in the fairways, and you can see them just swoop down full speed like a falcon and knock them off. I mean, that's what they primarily feed on. So yeah. It's fun to watch. Nature's those, always good, buddy.
Yeah, they're beautiful birds. Well, what's going on down there these days?
Well, we've been busy. Yesterday, we thought it was going to be such a wonderful day. You know, it was nice and calm when we got out. The flag was lit. We got over there, and that northwest started blowing us. Oh, Lord. So, but everybody, I didn't manage the limit, but I think everybody else did, fishing them dang shrimp. So, Nino ended up with a limit of reds and 30 trout, so he did really good.
Now, he's a shrimp guy. I can just look at him and tell you he's a shrimp guy.
All of them are shrimp guys. Yeah, you know, a lot of shrimp are bad to the bone. You know, and when the barometric pressure and the north wind and, you know, everything's against you, that's your best bet, you know.
Yeah.
They're naturally going to eat that.
What you seen opposite days? You know, Darryl had one of those days. He said he had 150 shrimp. He went back to the dock with 136. The plastic was out fishing it far and away. And you've seen that happen.
Oh, yeah. But when it's bad, you know, barometric pressure and, you know, the cold front in the middle of June or the tide is slack,
yeah.
Your best bet is something that they naturally want to eat. But if they're biting, you know, you shoot, the plastic's going to win every time.
Do you use much centered baits, put scent, or use the gulp type
stuff?
I really don't.
I believe that 80% of the strikes are reaction strikes, that they hit it before they even know they hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, saltwater fish don't go up to a bait and smell and look and do like a bass, you know.
Yeah.
It's either eat or be eaten out there, so they do the eating. So
yeah.
I guess a lot of them hit it so fast you don't even have time to crock your reel one time, you know.
But, you know, like everybody else, you're kind of thinking what's going through a fish's mind when you're fishing. And like you're talking about when there's slack tide and in cold weather and the fish is lethargic and he's sitting there and all of a sudden this big old juicy shrimp gets in front of him. He says, what the heck? Yeah, let me go ahead, you know.
I got the same problem with cookies.
Good thing there's no hooks in them. You'd be in trouble.
I'm telling you what, I'd be hooked every time, brother.
Oh, it's good.
Today's a wonderful day. They're all out there.
Beautiful.
I think we've got 7 or 8 boats out today, and they're going to have a wonderful day. I imagine they're all going to get some trout today.
Yeah.
You know, trout are showing up. The river's 12 foot, and the trout are still there. You know, there was a lot of mullet yesterday, but I didn't want to get out and just go through them and do what I wanted to do. I was trying to sit there and fish like the rest of the guys, and it just didn't work. I just don't like fishing like that.
Yeah. Have you, any of you guys, had a chance to sneak out to the rigs and get a few snapper?
No, we have not. We're so busy.
Yeah,
there's a lot of snappers out there. I've been wanting to do it so bad, and we just hadn't had the opportunity. Now, Cody's got a 25-foot boat coming here shortly. It's getting made right now, and he'll start doing all that kind of stuff. And little Tori will probably like to do that. She likes to go out and get a snapper and the mangroves. And, you know, I like to do it, but my world is not conducive to doing what I want to do.
Yeah.
So, I'm fishing, fixing live bait tanks and lawnmowers and swimming pools most of the time these days.
Yeah. Have you heard from any of your contacts up north on maybe early reports from the ponds up there, what the count might be, the breeding count?
No, but they had some a lot of rain and snow in November. Rain mostly because it didn't snow that much. But, they're talking about 3 pintails. I don't know what they ever decided. But last week, Bill Cooksey contacted me and told me they were really considering the 3 pintails.
Yeah, because they are.
Because they're looking at it and they're finding out where they're counting is not where the birds are nesting. They were off by about 360 miles or something like that.
Yeah, well, that was what it's hinging on is the breeding population and the fall flight count, and then they'll determine. They said they could go anywhere from 3, 2, or maybe the 1 again. You know, hopefully they'll go to the 3. You know, maybe it ought to be done on a zone thing, too. You know, you covered up with pintails and other people hadn't seen one in years, you know?
I know. When I'm looking up there in the sky and there's just pintails, just flock after flock after flock, I'm wondering if it's am I the only one that's got them, or are they everywhere like this or whatever? But, you know, every time they leave us, they go up north for a few days. You know, when the tide gets high, they'll just take off and go in the rice fields or whatever for a few days, and they come back. So that's when they see them. So the birds are there. I mean, there's plenty of pintails. So it's just a matter of if they give us 3, that'll make my season a whole lot easier this year. I promise you that, because we really have them.
I think they may be looking in the wrong place. I know that last trip I made up to Stuttgart in the rice field that was doing that Halloween early speckle-belly goose season. Oh, pintail. That's the only place I've ever seen more pintails than at your place at one time. It was covered up. And so they got to find them before they can get an accurate count on them. And I think my baby reaching out and looking into some new areas, maybe they'll be able to do a better job of accountability. Well, Ryan, somebody wants to get a hold of you and get into some of that fishing, tell them how to get a hold of you.
That's CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they could call me direct. I'm always on that phone at 504-559-5111.
Hey, I don't have my Merlin handy. What's that bird I'm hearing in the background? Is that one of those
ducks? That was a black-billed squealer.
I thought it was.
But the Lemkin's been hollering all morning like a maniac.
Yeah, well, maybe they're looking for some of those apple snails. You need to feed them.
Oh, they got them. They got them beat down in my pond. I tell you, there's not that too many eggs in my lake anymore like they used to be. They got them beat down.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, Ryan, have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
You too, bud.
All righty. Captain Ryan Lambert, the Plastic Man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.